Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And so it's time for our first night theatre review, and Richard O'Brien's legendary rock and roll musical is at the Arts Theatre this week as part of a sellout worldwide tour. It stars Strictly Come Dancing professional champion Joanne Clifton as Janet and Steve Punt as the narrator, and Sarah has joined us in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did they all dress up then? I know it's the press night, but even so, you would expect some. It's Cambridge after all.
Oh yeah, I mean, there are quite a few people dressing up. There's one man completely dressed up as Frankenfurter with the high heels, the stockings, and the boa.
This is in the audience.
For the boa, in the audience. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's always a danger that the audience are better dressed than those on stage. Yeah.
There were quite a few people dressed up. There were people just slightly dressed up. I wasn't dressed up, obviously. I sat there very quietly. I thought there might be more, but the ones who did really, really went for it. Absolutely.
I'm thinking the Friday and Saturday night performances might be the ones for audience participation.
They may be quite lively. Yes.
What's the basic plot for this, and does it matter anyway?
I don't think it really does. It's basically about a young all-American couple called Brad and Janet who have just been to a wedding, and they're on their way to meet Brad's ex-science professor. And the car breaks down, and they find a castle, and they go in, and it's basically run by a transsexual transvestite alien called Frankenfurter, as you do, with some kind of bizarre servants who look after him. And his main role in life is to create the perfect man for him. And then it really doesn't matter after that, to be fair. I mean, it's actually quite sad at the end. I had a little bit of a tear, which I wasn't expecting.
Really?
I know. I'm just quite an emotional person.
No, I love that. Yeah, that means it's a really good show.
It is,
because you're going everywhere emotionally, aren't you?
So I won't spoil it. I think most people in the world have seen it. I thought I'd seen
other
it.
Other than us
two. It turns out I'm
new to. Well, I thought I'd seen it, but I think I'd seen clips of it, because obviously it's the Rocky Horror Show and it's on stage, and it's the Rocky Horror Picture Show is the film. And so my friend Rosanna had been to see it, who I went with about 20 years ago. So she was terribly excited.
Initially, this was first came out in
1973. Richard O'Brien was like a struggling actor.
Of the Crystal Maze.
Right. Yeah, he's now 76, which is insane.
That's my mum's age. Realised this.
So he was a struggling actor, and he'd always really liked sort of 50s science fiction films. And so he just wrote this completely bizarre sort of production, which then was first on stage at the Royal Court Theatre upstairs in 1973. And watching it, because it's quite rude, I have to say.
It did say on the website, be warned for rude parts.
It
also warns you about rice and confetti as well.
Yeah, that was a bit bizarre.
There was water pistols.
No, I didn't see any water pistols.
They're the band, and people were taking notice.
All right, okay. I didn't see any water pistols. There was a bit of confetti at the end.
Is that because there's a wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not giving too much.
Not in the show, but there possibly will be.
Okay.
And it's 1973. I was thinking, because there's quite a lot of kind of homosexuality in it, and that's obviously not very long after homosexuality was made legal.
Yes.
And in fact, one reviewer said it's a play for homosexuals only. So, but it isn't, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's just brilliant. It's really funny, really sad at the end, and just superb. And I'm really pleased we went.
It's got a couple of well-known performers in it.
Yes.
Should mention, first of all, Steve Punt.
Punt and Dennis fame, and
the Now Show.
He was the narrator. And he got heckled. I think people who know it really well, because it's obviously a kind of a cult, isn't it? So some people know every single word. And so when he says something, they shout something back. And it's sort of like...
I guess he's the kind of person who can react to it and deal with it quite easily.
He was great. I was thinking it's kind of like a pantomime for grown-ups, really.
Yeah.
Although he did say, this isn't a pantomime. And all the audience said...
Oh, yes, it is!
He was really good. The guy who played Frankenfurter, Stephen Webb, he was superb. He was just excellent. Joanne Clifton.
She's Strictly, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. I've never watched Strictly.
Have you not? Well, there's a whole family of Cliftons
who are there.
There's Kevin Clifton.
Oh, right.
Joanne is his sister. And then there's the woman who was married to Kevin and still keeps the name Clifton.
All right, not Bernie Clifton, though.
No, not Bernie Clifton. No relation.
No.
And she plays Janet, where everyone shouts, damn it, Janet, to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm just obsessed with.
I just want to say
it all the time to anybody.
Damn it, Janet. And there's Planet Janet as well. It's insane, really.
It sounds bonkers. I mean, so it's quite a small theatre.
It is, yes.
It's a huge show, production-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
How do they deal with the scene changes?
It's a specially designed new sort of set for the so it's because it is a small, so I was thinking that it's a very small theatre, so it's kind of sets turn, you know, things turned round and the cast push things off and things, but it's really good, and there's a double bed in it which is upright, so it was very well done, very well done for a tiny theatre.
Yeah,
upright double bed, that sounds a bit
upright double
sounds
bed.
A bit like Wallace and Gromit, yes, to a certain extent.
Pink upright double bed, yeah. So
lovely.
It was really well done.
And then you were saying, you've alluded to something, so we're about to find out now. So a little something happens the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, about the last 10 minutes. The usherette sings the last sort of major song, pulls a curtain across, then the lights came up and a voice said, "Can you all evacuate the theatre? Everybody leave." And so, not having seen it, I thought, this must be part of it, how exciting. But it actually wasn't. What had happened was, in the song...
Because I was going to say, you're giving away the major thing here.
No. So what happened was the smoke machine in the song before, which actually did... We were in row F and it got to us. And it that had set off the fire alarms on stage.
Oh, dear.
So we all had to go out
and
wait and go back in. And it was all... Yeah, it was really bizarre. And then we went back in and it was the final Time Warp song where everybody stands up and dances.
Excellent.
And it was really, really good. Definitely
fantastic. Well, I love that have you all evacuated,
yeah,
but then you all went back and said, no, I'm not leaving until
absolutely
you do a Time Warp.
Yeah,
gosh,
yeah,
no,
good grief.
Yeah.
So they came on and everyone bowed, the cast bowed, and I thought, oh, great, so we've come back for the final bow, but it wasn't, it was the final Time Warp sort of song.
And literally, like, everyone in the audience, very much, there's
yeah,
a lot of... dancing, singing, there's
obviously
a lot of audience participation.
Definitely.
It's a bit of a riot.
I think there will be more on, as you say, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
We were all quite a little bit reserved last night.
Yeah, okay.
But the sort of regulars were shouting stuff out.
Fun.
It was great.
So if you're in town on Friday and Saturday night,
careful,
just hang around the theatre area and see all manner of sights.
Yep, absolutely.
And shout "Damn it, Janet" to them. That'll be fine.
We should do the terms and conditions at this point, really. I love this. General guidance. Performance contains strobe lighting throughout, smoke and haze. Yeah, a bit like this show. Please note the following prohibited items. Rice, confetti, lighters and water pistols.
Mm.
Nothing should be thrown from the auditorium onto stage. Strictly no photography or filming. 12 plus, contains strong language and adult content. Tickets, 7:45 performances, Monday through Thursday. Friday, 8:30 p.m. Saturday, it's 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. There's also sneaking in a sort of a mini matinee, if you like, on Friday at 5:30. Interesting timing. Tickets priced variously between £25 and £45. All ticket prices include a £3 booking fee.
Cambridge 105 Radio.